You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say on this day of the week? We say WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. Hope you're going to have a great day. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you, hopefully, until 10 o'clock this morning. And it is the 5th of October. We're whipping through, aren't we? Let's take a look. Some of the things relevant to the 5th of October going, just things that are being celebrated or recognized today. Start off with that. I mentioned yesterday, World Space Week, of course, that's going through from October the 4th to the 10th. Engineers Day is being celebrated today in Bolivia. International Day of No Prostitution today. Republic Day in Portugal. And it is Teachers Day, by the way, in Pakistan. And it's also Teachers Day in Russia. And to trump both of those, it's World Teachers Day today as well. Children's Day is being celebrated on the first Wednesday of October. Where is that? That's down there in Chile.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Think that I was number one. I ought to know. Easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out. Now I'm spinning the dial. Just thinking about the chump I've been. I have to smile. Didn't I know? Easy come and easy go.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
fighting for you, don't be stalling. This performance is important, I don't think I can put my all in. Since my working week departed, ever since I single charted, this pursuit's been everlasting. I clocked in about a year ago, and I haven't clocked out from the studio. And videos with TV shows, and staring out the window on the road. And although sometimes we don't get paid for these rampages on these stages, I know that I won't get jaded, I won't go back to the minimum wage. Oh my gosh, my days are getting longer.
In on this morning's program, on a Wednesday morning opening, and we started off with Bobby Sherman and Easy Come, Easy Go. And that last one, that was called 925, that's 9 with a figure 2 and 5 all in one word, and it was by a group called The Ordinary Boys, an indie, English indie rock band from Worthing in West Sussex, County of West Sussex, originally a hardcore outfit named Next in Line, and they're influenced by punk rock and Britpop music as well, and also by the bands Clash, The Specials, The Jam, The Kinks and The Smiths. Oh, doesn't get better than that lot, does it? This is Ultravox on this morning's breakfast show.
Thank you.
There you go, dancing with tears in their eyes, and that is Ultravox. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, it is 12 and a half minutes, and that is after the hour of 6 o'clock.
How long does tears take to dry?
I really don't know.
When a woman has no breath.
Beautiful self.
How long does tears take to dry?
$1 million and a dime.
Time's the greatest healer,
but love's the greatest dealer of all time.
I'm so sorry, make it plural. My heart's broken, mine's the same.
You're so sweet.
The flowers smell sweeter the closer you are to the grave. The flowers smell sweeter the closer you are to the grave.
When I lost a key and a fight,
I've never found a locksmith. Will you be my locksmith tonight?
Will I shine?
I'm so sorry,
make it plural.
My heart's broken,
mine's the same.
So sweet.
The flowers smell sweeter the closer you are to the grave.
The flowers smell sweeter the closer you are to the grave.
Well, there we go. That is the beautiful South, and how long's a tear take to dry? And I tell you what, that has brought us to this time on this morning's show. Yeah, we, in fact, we're about 45 seconds late. Oh, shame on me. Slap, slap, slap. Naughty boy. What have we got for you? We've got Hazel Dean in the shower this morning, searching. Probably looking for the soap.
Just surprises, someone who fall on the stand. I don't need-
Searching, yes. Wasn't the soap. It was the shampoo. And that was Hazeldine there for you in the shower this morning. We are coming down to, we're 19 and a half minutes. And that's after the hour of, 6 o'clock, of course. Oh, that sounds futuristic, doesn't it? Gail Brown. So many men. So little time. Go, that is Miguel Brown and So Many Men, So Little Time. A couple of things relevant to today's date. If we take a look at some of the info, Neil gets to us in the morning. 1143, that's the year, not the time. 1143, King Alonso, the 5th of Leon, recognises Portugal as what? As a kingdom. Also, 1550, foundation of Concepcion City in Chile. I've been there, seen it, done it, got the t-shirt. That is the voice of Cher, of course. You can't mistake that, can you? And that was Taxi Taxi. Of course, the latest release is Uber Uber. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just about a minute and a half away from the bottom of the hour. So 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low carbon steel. Intemperie has it all. From your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042. Or follow them on Instagram at tiendasintemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí di que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataServe y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataServe Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServePanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Yes, we say WTW, don't we, this time of the week. Welcome to Wednesday. Take a look at some of the local news for you this morning. Not many articles, mainly today to do with the financial standing of the area and Panama, and also, of course, the Great National Alliance and the discussion table. And we're starting off with that. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, that's the CCIAP, which is part of the Great National Alliance for Panama, which brings together at least 150 sectors of the country's productive sector, asked the Archdiocese of Panama to communicate to the national government the requirements that they have defined for their participation in the second phase of the dialogue. In a letter sent to Jose Domingo Ulloa, Archbishop of Panama, dated the 3rd of October, the Chamber of Commerce details 7 requirements to join the talks: qualification of the mediator, definition of clear rules by the mediator, methodology, legitimacy of the actors, definition of issues and objectives, information necessary for dialogue, and respect for constitutional rights. The 7th point is controversial, since the business sector states that they will only participate in the dialogue with social actors if an environment of respect is guaranteed in workspaces, as well as the right of free movement for all citizens. They add that they reject any act of pressure that alters public order and democratic dialogue. Now, during and after the end of the first phase of the dialogue, some of the alliances that participated in the talks stated that they could organize new street closures in protest of the government's non-compliance with the agreements of the Penonome table. Now, the risk rating agency Fitch reaffirmed Panama's sovereign rating of BBB- with a stable outlook, maintaining the country's investment grade. The agency based its decision on the country's high per capita income, a record of strong macroeconomic performance and high growth rates and relatively low inflation. However, Fitch warns that the country remains susceptible to the external environment due to its dependence on international financing. In updating the sovereign rating, Fitch notes that the protests last July revealed discontent with social concerns, including poverty, inequality, and levels of corruption. This last point significantly offsets the points in favor of the country, said the rating agency. And also, the economics of Latin America and the Caribbean have recovered a certain sense of normality after the most uncertain moments of the pandemic, with which the World Bank forecasts that there will be a regional growth of 3% at the end of 2022, a higher rate than expected previously due to the rise in the prices of raw materials. However, the global uncertainty due to the war in Ukraine, the rise in interest rates and in developing countries, and in relentless inflationary pressures will impact the economies of this part of the world in 2023. The agency forecasts low growth rates for the next fiscal periods of 1.6% and 2.3% in 2023 and 2024, respectively. in part because the prices of raw materials are expected to fall by 10% next year, while the US Fed funding rate has already risen 1.5 percentage points and the Federal Reserve is about to increase it by another 2.5 percentage points. Now, in the case of Panama, the World Bank estimates that the gross domestic product, the GDP, will grow 6.2% this year and then adjust downward with 5% in 2023 and 2024. And there's more about that later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. The judicial branch announced that it will broadcast the interviews of the 55 candidates for magistrates of the Electoral Court. That will begin on the 11th of October. A press release from the judicial branch details that those who are interested in following the selection process of candidates for the Tribunal Electoral Magistrate will be able to see the interview process through the website www.organojudicial.gov.pa. And the plenary session of the court, by the way, will choose the replacement for Judge Heriberto Arruz and his alternate, that is Mirta Varela de Duran, whose tenure term ends on the 14th of November. The island of Bali and the city of Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, are the venues for this year's Miss Grand International pageant. Yep, the contest, which emerged in Thailand back in 2013, has become one of the most popular and recognized among the followers of this type of contest. And the contestants, including Panamanian Lala de Sanctis, arrived at the beginning of October on the island of Bali to carry out a series of activities before the final gala. Lala was Miss Panama 2017 and had already participated in Miss Universe that year. That's it. Say, not too much mainly financial stuff in the local news this morning, and that'll be in more detail, as I said, at 8 and 9 o'clock. Circles. plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media. Eurythmics and I Saved the World Today. Just like that. Somebody needs to, trust me. Elon Musk was trying to do something which has been lambasted by everybody, except the Russians, of course, basically suggesting that he can sort it out, like he sorts everything else out. I tell you what else we're going to be looking at a little bit later on this morning, because you've been hearing me having a little bit of a rant about this, the sort of, you know, medications, reason for requesting a prescription for migraine medications. There was a piece published in La Prensa yesterday about that. We'll take a look at that a little bit later on. Probably in the next hour we'll take a look and see what that's about. From what I can see, a bit of BS, to be perfectly honest. It's all to do with one particular part of the tablet that we take, which obviously helps. But we'll get into that a little bit more later on this morning. Well, music-wise, it's the turn of Fern Kinney this morning. Together we are beautiful, aren't we just? 13 before 7. So beautiful together, and that is Fern Kinney. And this is another great lady. Her name is Birdie. Tweet, tweet. This is called Loneliness.
It's getting hard to hide this tainted lullaby, talking in my sleep. The sky is falling down, it's getting closer now, it's getting hard to breathe. Your hold has kept my so long I've waited for it to break.
Peace. watch our shadows fly to the dark cloudy. Your hold has kept my heart in chains. So long I've waited for it to break.
Lovely voice, isn't she? Yep, that is Birdie. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We are about 7 minutes away from the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look, shall we, again, some of those other things relevant to today's date. If you just joined us, it is Wednesday. It is the 5th of October as we make our way up to Christmas. I got a little Christmas jingle for you a bit later on this morning. We're getting there, aren't we? Let's see, we've got Wilbur Wright, 1905. Wilbur Wright pilots the Wright Flyer 3 in a flight of 24 miles in 39 minutes, a world record that stood until 1908. In 1917, Sir Arthur Lee donates country residence, Chequers. You've heard that name when it's to do with the UK politics. Chequers, he donated it to the nation as a retreat for British Prime Ministers. 1930, Laura Ingalls became the first woman to make a transcontinental airplane flight. Doesn't say whether she was flying or she was just being a passenger on that one. Right, back to the music. B.B. Mac, back here.
Baby, set me free from this misery. I can take it no more. Since you ran away, you're back here, baby.
left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. There ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor and a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
One of the reasons I like that one is called There Ain't Nothing Wrong With The Radio, which of course we all know that anyway, don't we? Or however you listen to us anyway. That's it. Time on The Breakfast Show, top of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
A couple of minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, just to remind you, by the way, as you make your way into work today, if you're around the Paitia area, do not forget to pop in, see our friends at the De Gourmet store, the delicatessen store, and specialty foods, specialty food store there. Yep, it's now also in Paitia Mall, of course, next to the Panama Clinic, which is in the Pacific Center, which is next door to the Paitia Mall. So do pop along. Apart from anything else, good place to go and pick up something for your breakfast. How about some delicious baked breads? I know they've got empanadas, best cuts of meat as well. You name it, you've got it. That'll start your day off on the right foot, would it? De Gourmet store there in the Paitia Mall. Right, let us go. Let me just get my, here we go. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news for this morning. Now, South Korea's military apologized on Wednesday for causing residents to worry about a failed missile launch. This was during its joint drill with the United States in response to North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile over Japan a day earlier. The military also said that the warhead of the missile, the South Korean Hyunmoo-2, did not explode. The United States asked the United Nations Security Council to meet on North Korea on Wednesday after Pyongyang fired a ballistic missile over Japan. But diplomats said China and Russia are opposed to a public discussion by the 15-member body. Nuclear-armed North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile farther than ever before on Tuesday, sending it soaring over Japan for the first time in 5 years and prompting a warning for residents there to take cover. Russian President Vladimir Putin formalized the annexation of 4 Ukrainian regions on Wednesday, despite major battlefield reversals in recent days, shrinking the amount of seized territory that Russia or Moscow controls. Now, Russia has escalated its 7-month war with the annexation drive, a military mobilization, and warnings of a possible recourse to nuclear weapons to protect all of its territory. Putin has now signed off on a law formally incorporating the 4 regions, representing about 18% of Ukraine's territory, into Russia. The state-owned TASS news agency reported on Wednesday morning. And the Russian TV journalist Marina Ovsa-Yarenkova, famous for staging an on-air protest against Russia's war in Ukraine, confirmed that she had escaped house arrest over charges of spreading fake news again, saying that she had no case to answer. "I consider myself completely innocent, and since our state refuses to comply with its own laws, I refuse to comply with the measure of restraint imposed on me as of 30th of September of 2022 and released myself from it," she said on Telegram. The Kremlin praised Tesla boss Elon Musk on Tuesday for suggesting a possible peace deal to end the war in Ukraine after Kiev rebuked Musk for proposing terms it views as rewarding Russia. It's very positive that somebody like Elon Musk is looking for a peaceful way out of this situation," Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in a conference call. "Compared to many professional diplomats, Musk is still searching for ways to achieve peace, and achieving peace without fulfilling Russia's conditions is absolutely impossible," he added. And Iran's foreign ministry summoned the British ambassador in Tehran in reaction to interventionist comments from the British foreign ministry, the semi-official news agency Tasnim reported on Wednesday. The British side, by issuing unilateral statements, shows that it has a role in the belligerent scenarios of terrorists active against the Islamic Republic. The Director General of Western Europe, this is at Iran's foreign ministry, added, after saying that London's remarks on Iran's internal affairs were based on fake and provocative interpretations. You know, there's absolutely no honesty, is there? These it's people that sort of, you know, have sort of been accused of all sorts of things. You know, we all know that what they've done. And they stand up and they just deny it in your face. Makes you wonder, what happened to ethics? To honesty, to truth. It was one of the American presidents, wasn't it? It was all in about that. Don't lie.
So long, Frank Lloyd Wright. I can't believe your song is gone so soon. I barely learned the tune so soon. So soon I'll remember Frank Lloyd Wright, all of the nights we'd harmonize till dawn. I never left so long, so long.
architects make a man, architects make a when, never change your point of view. When I run dry, I stop a while and think of you.
One of the greatest albums ever, Bridge Over Troubled Water. That's Simon and Garfunkel. So long, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know this kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, cause we fly to bite, yeah, we ride or die, and I can't be with nobody else. Door hazardous to my health, we're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no. The only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in, cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
Yeah.
they made love like this. You know we don't make no sense, but I'll never leave, not while I've got breath in me.
So there we go. It's called Breath and it's from Todrick Hall. Our breakfast show time, we are making our way to 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And we'll take another piece of music and then we'll take a look and see what's happening with the weather. A bit more cloudy. We had a nice couple of days with sunshine, but this morning's definitely a bit more cloudy. So we'll look at that in a little bit. First of all, let me say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, good day, everybody. Hope everybody is having a great day. Yes, well, so far so good. You asked if we could play Tired of Towing the Line from Rocky Burnett. Mr. Rocky Burnett, that is for Mary Lou this morning, and tired of towing the line. Right, let's take a look and see what the weather is doing. So starting off by looking out the studio window this morning, definitely more cloudy. We could have some breaks in the cloud a little bit later on, I think. But anyway, that's my opinion. Let's see what is also being said, shall we? Starting over there in Costa Arriba in the province of Colón, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 38 degrees, the thermal sensation, and 84% the relative humidity. Now, it's cloudy this morning, this afternoon. It's a chance of isolated showers in the afternoon. And tonight, back to being cloudy. Moving across to Panama West Panama. And let's see what we got today. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 24 degrees, the minimum, 38 degrees, the thermal sensation with 81% relative humidity. Not much difference there to the other side, but except not so cloudy this morning. So it's partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy tonight. And now, seeing what's happening to us here in the metropolitan area, we're looking at 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 26 degrees, the minimum, 37 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation with 82% relative humidity. And we've got partially cloudy. As I said, during the course of the morning, I think that may be the case. The cloud just needs to burn off a little bit. Partially cloudy this morning. Rain, of course, and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and cloudy to night. Moving out into the Perlis Islands, out in the Gulf of Panama, around that area, we're looking at 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, which is very comfortable, 25 degrees Celsius, the minimum, 36 degrees will be the thermal sensation, and their relative humidity is not quite as high as it is sometimes, it's 86%. Rain with thunderstorms, though, during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and isolated rain and thunderstorms tonight. So that's it. There's your forecast for today. Now let's take a look at maritime conditions, shall we? Starting off with the tides on the Pacific. We just have two down and one up. Yep, two low tides, one high tide. The first low tide, that was at 5:15 this morning, and that was 1.25 metres. The high tide will be at 11:36 this morning, 4.11 metres. And the last low tide, that will be at 5:56 this evening, just before 6 o'clock, and that'll be 0.98 of a metre. On the Caribbean, we have a full set. We have a low tide, the first one, that was at 2:54 this morning, and that was minus 0.06 of a metre. High tide will be at 8:51.15 of a metre. The low tide, the second one, at 1:23 in the afternoon, that'll be 0.06 of a metre. And the high tide, the last one, that'll be at 8:16 tonight, 0.37 of a metre. So not much movement there. When we go through it, we've got the first low tide, minus 2 inches. Then we've got plus 5 inches with the high tide, and then just 2 inches with the low tide, and 1 foot and 2 inches with the high tide. And not a lot of movement over there. Always amazes me. I tell you that every time I do it. Right, let's take a look and see the sea conditions for today. Starting off on the Caribbean, good conditions for this morning. Light winds, just 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the west. Waves are just at 1 foot. During the course of the afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. Not much change, really. The wind speed, 8 to 14 kilometres an hour. It'll be coming from the west in the afternoon. Waves at 1 feet. On the Pacific, good conditions also. Winds at 10 to 17 kilometres an hour coming from the northwest in the morning. Waves just at 1 foot. And in the afternoon, we still have good conditions. No change in the wave height. That is going to be just at 1 foot. And no change really with the wind speed. 8 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the northwest. So that's it, I tell you what. If you're boarding today, if you're a boarding officer going out on those big ships, not a bad day for you. Waves are going to be quite kind to you, which is always nice, isn't it? Time on The Breakfast Show, 2.5 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. It's Disco Symphony time. This is off Mr. Robbie Williams' new album, which is 25 in Roman numerals. Celebrating his 25 years in music. Another flawless
fill up from your tortured singer. You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. They shoot horses, don't they, though? But I'm just not gonna quit. Dressed in McQueen and a Bee Gees dream, still right in the thick of it.
Shaking my head.
Oh,
Go, Are You Ready is what it's called. I love the name of the company, Pacific Gas and Electric. When you look at what's going on in the world right now, I suppose that's really quite appropriate. I don't know if they're still releasing any records, but no doubt the price will have gone up. Pacific Gas and Electric and Are You Ready? Of course we are. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are just making our way to 28 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Let's take a look, shall we, at some of the international business news for today. OPEC Plus looks set, apparently, for deep cuts in its oil output targets when it meets on Wednesday, curbing supply in an already tight market, despite pressure from the United States and others to pump more. Isn't it great, isn't it, when you have an issue like this, when you have the problems we're having and everybody's facing these higher bills because of the cost of heating and fuel and oil and gas and all that thing, what do? They cut back on their production to keep the price up. Sons of, never mind. The potential, I was in the oil business as well. The potential OPEC Plus cut could spur recovery in oil prices that have dropped to about $90, or dropped about, to about $90 from $120 3 months ago due to fears of a global economic recession, rising US interest rates and a stronger dollar. So you see the price of oil going up and up. And then instead of letting the market bring it down, they just cut back on how much they're going to produce. I don't know. Financial messaging system SWIFT has laid out its blueprint for a global central bank digital currency, CBDC. And this is a network following an 8-month experiment on different technologies and currencies. The trial, which involved France and Germany's national central banks, as well as global lenders like HSBC, Standard Chartered and UBS, looked at how CBDCs could be used internationally and even converted into fiat money if needed. Billionaire Elon Musk is proposing to proceed with his original $44 billion bid to take Twitter Inc., and he's taking it private. Security filing showed on Tuesday, calling for an end to a lawsuit by the social media company that could have forced him to pay up whether he wanted to or not. An agreement would put the world's richest person in charge of one of the most influential media platforms and end months of litigation that damaged Twitter's brand and fed Musk's reputation for erratic behavior. Elon Musk's U-turn on buying Twitter Inc., though, could not have come at a worse time for the banks funding a large portion of the $44 billion deal, and they could be facing significant losses. As in any large acquisition, banks would look to sell the debt to get it off their books, but investors have lost their appetite for riskier debt, such as leveraged loans spooked by rapid interest rate hikes around the world. Fears of recession and market volatility driven, of course, by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian energy giant Gazprom resumed gas exports to Italy via Austria on Wednesday after resolving an issue over guarantees that had led to the suspension of flows over the weekend. Gazprom said that the company and its Italian customers had found a solution following regulatory changes in Austria, which had halted flows entering to Italy via a pipeline passing through Tarvisio in the northeast of the country. The operators of two Baltic Sea gas pipelines that linked Russia and Germany until they both sprang major leaks last week said that they were unable to inspect the damaged sections because of restrictions imposed by Danish and Swedish authorities. Europe is investigating what caused three pipelines in the Nord Stream network to burst in an act of suspected sabotage near Swedish and Danish waters that Moscow quickly sought to pin on the West, suggesting that the United States stood to gain. Apple. They're going to have to change the charger for its iPhones in the European Union from autumn of 2024 to comply with the new rules introducing a single charging port for most electronic devices. The reform, passed by an overwhelming majority in the European Parliament on Tuesday, the first of its kind anywhere in the world, potentially strengthens the EU's role as a global standard setter on telephone technology. The vote confirmed an earlier agreement among EU institutions. So there you are. Well, Alex is always telling us how inefficient the cable that Apple uses now. Perhaps that'll help them. You never know. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just coming to 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we're going to be taking a look in more detail at the local news. And we've got, of course, Andreas joining us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, talking about the movies. We're going to be talking about a movie called Fall. Yep, just one word, Fall. Well, we had the Pacific Gas and Electric. This is Electric Light Orchestra. All over the world.
Where it came from, I don't need to know. The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
That's a reasonable lead into this little part of the program, because what I want to talk about is pills. And this is Norah Jones and it's Happy Pills. I don't know about our pills being happy, but as you know, as I mentioned the other day, I've always been, well, I have since my early 20s, been a sufferer from severe migraines. And it was only when I came to Panama in 1993, and it was in 1994, when Christina, my lovely Christina, who is now my my Lady Christina, my wife, she took me to see a doctor here in Panama who specialised in pains, migraine, etc. And believe it or not, he gave me, put me on a course of a beta blocker called Sobalium, if I remember rightly. And he gave me these other tablets. He said, now, if you start to get a headache, or you get a headache, or a headache develops, take these tablets. And they were called Migradorexina. And what happened was, eventually I decided that I would stop taking the Sobalium, and I just kept my Migradorexina with me all times. Whenever I started to get a headache, and you can tell normally, if you are a migraine sufferer, you can tell the difference between a migraine and an ordinary headache. And when I started to get this, I would take one or possibly two of these Migradorexina, and all of it would knock it on the head all the time. Well, of course, now we've been told that with certain migraine prescription, well, we need a prescription now, apparently, for some of these migraine help tablet. Now, the decision, apparently, that my medications against migraine, this is a good article, this was in La Prensa, the decision that medications against migraine with the active ingredient called ergotamine, which are marketed under the name such as Abamigran, Migradorexina, Migratam, and Migretil require a prescription. Now, this is only since the 22nd of September, due to the fact that in 1994, Panama agreed to subscribe to the United Nations Convention Against Illicit Traffic in Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances of 1988. We're going back, what, so 40, 50 years? 40 years, where substances that can be used for this purposes are listed. Now, this was explained by the Dean of the Faculty of Pharmacy of the University of Panama and member of the Committee of Experts on Drug Addiction of the World Health Organization, WHO, Rosa Buitrago, who pointed out that 22 years later, what was signed is fulfilled through Executive Decree of 115 of August the 16th of 2022, which regulates Law 1 of January the 10th of 2001. So they've only just gotten around to signing the damn thing. But Decree 115 in its Article 387 establishes that pharmaceutical establishments that import, distribute, re-export or market medicines or finished products that contain precursor substances for medical use in humans, which are listed in the 1988 Convention Against Trafficking in Psychotropic and Narcotic Drugs, must comply with the regulations for controlled substances. Buitrago explained that the substances included in that list of the convention can be used as precursors to manufacture those controlled substances, including amphetamine. In addition to the new decree, indicates in its Article 642 that yes, the pharmacy handles medications and precursors, it must keep a record of the stock of these medications in the record book of controlled substances. Now, the Dean of the University of Panama School of Pharmacy mentioned that there are three conventions on the subject, 1961, 71, and 1988, but the list of substances updated periodically because human ingenuity, as well as being used to produce life-saving drugs, also it is used for the trafficking and manufacture of controlled substances. So basically they're saying that people are buying Migradorexina just to take out the ergotamine or whatever they want to call it. My question is this, how many people have you actually treated for effects from using ergotamine in a bad way? How many people have you actually treated for that, for abusing it? Against how many people are getting relief from migraines because of it? You know, this is, I'm sorry, this is just BS. Pharmacies that fail to sell these products can be sanctioned as established in Article 173, numeral 3 of law, the 1st of January 2001, which states, dispense products without a prescription in cases where the sanitary registry so requires. Pharmacies can also be reprimanded, fined, or disabled for failing to comply with the regulations, but it is the Department of Pharmacy and Drugs of the Ministry of Health that determines the sanction. It says here disclosure was missing. For her part, the Director of the Department of Pharmacology of the Faculty of Medicine, the University of Panama, Yvonne Torres, stated that the Ministry of Health was wrong in not disclosing this provision. In fact, several migraine sufferers have raised concerns, of which one of them is me, about not buying the drug without a prescription on social media. Now, Torres Atencio added that in the early stages of a migraine, the person can improve by taking an acetaminophen. Well, I can tell you now from my own personal experience, when I get these, nothing. Tylenol, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, nothing can stop it. Nothing can touch it. The only thing that can do it is Migradorexina, for me. It was argued that there are migraines that can be an underlying symptom of more serious pathology and people do not take care of themselves. The general public uses a drug because someone else recommended it to them, she said. Well, that also is BS. The person who recommended it to me was my doctor, 20-odd, well, getting on for 30 years ago. and I've been taking it ever since, and I don't have any psychotic problems either. For the pharmacologist, it is important that people know what stage the migraine is in. If a person has aura or visual problems, an over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug is taken there. Now, migraine stages. Migraines usually evolve in four phases. Many people do not go through all the stages, and the stages can be different, with some taking hours and other days. The four phases of migraine are prodrome. This is the subtle changes a day or two before the attack. Aura, alterations that may include flashes of light, blind spots and other changes. Headache, recurring headaches, and postdrome, after migraine attack, you may feel exhausted, confused or powerless for up to a day. Now, according to the World Health Organization, migraine is the eighth most disabling disease of humanity, incapacity days per years lived. 40% of patients suffer more than one attack per month, which lasts at least 24 hours in 50% of cases, and is of moderate pain intensity in 20% and severe pain in 80%. Well, I can tell you, I'm one of those that suffers from the severe pain. And believe it or not, when I could, this is a God's own truth, my wife will back me up on this, because I couldn't get my Migridoric Sema the other week, because I do rely on it so much to keep this under control, I got an anxiety attack, which, guess what? It bordered on my first migraine for I don't know how many years, and it reminded me of just how disabilitating it is. And, you know, when they said, always in the sides of my head, and I've actually been known in the past, you know, many years ago, I would actually smash my head with my fists because of the pain. And now, you know, this is BS. This really is. It makes you want to think. Taking them for 20 odd plus years. The side effects, they don't mention anything about psychotics or anything like that. So, you know, that's what it says. And, I guess, you know, now if you suffer from a migraine, you've got to go and pay and get a prescription. Money grab? You know, this came out in 1988, this thing, and they've only just signed it. Okay, 7 minutes before the hour of the clock, that's my rant for today. I think it's just so unfair on so many people.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days. Or break your camera. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, baby. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happier, baby. We've been doing all this late night talk.
Now you're in my
Go. That's David Bowie. That's David Bowie, the prettiest star. That was preceded Mr. Harry Styles and Late Night Talking. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now. With Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy, and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042. Or follow them on Instagram at tiendasintemperie.
No va contagia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Del Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are. And the British Ball is back. 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com or just pop along to the website, www.BritishBallPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away. Has left a pool of tears, crying for the dying day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know. Many times I've been alone.
Finished quickly, didn't it? Mr. Johnny Lang disappeared. Second guessing's the name of the track. Now I know why. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We started off with the Beatles, Along a Winding Road, and yes, that was Johnny Lang and Second Guessing. Time on the Breakfast Show. I think it's time for us to check in with Ingrid. I think.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Wow, did you guys get this? Did you guys get this hour and a half of just like somebody had opened a faucet and turned it on and just hosed down the whole house and yard? Amazing. It was amazing. I mean, it just came down in buckets and buckets. And even though I was asleep when it started, boy, the noise of the rain pounding on the roof just woke me up quick as heck, you know. Oof. And I was just like thinking, well, I guess if it was dirty, it's clean now. Everything outside was just washed clean away. Ooh, man, everything is soaking wet. At least the ground is absorbing it this time. The last time we had a rain like that, the ground didn't absorb it, and we had little swimming pools, so it was kind of dangerous to walk around in the backyard. Well, let me see. There's some smoke up on the mountain. Yeah, I could see the mountains up there. So the full storm and the clouds haven't passed. I hope if they hit you guys, they don't hit you as hard as they hit us. Unless you need the rain, and then I hope it hits you hard. I know the canal can sure use it. Never have enough rain. Never have enough water. That's the problem. But, hey, it's good here, I'll tell you. Well, it is Wednesday. It's Humpity Hump Day. Okay, yes it is. That means we are not far from the end to the weekend, so we'll be getting there pretty soon. Looking forward to it. Those kitty cats, I don't know how they do it, but they were all dry. They must have had some cool hiding place. When I went out to feed them this morning, they're all screaming and yelling, "Hey, what you doing? Hey, come on, feed me." And then I get out there and they are all, not a one of them's wet. So they definitely know where to hide. Definitely there. All right, well, I'm traveling hopefully in the next day or so. Hopefully tomorrow if everything goes well, if we're feeling better. I think we're having some what is called long COVID symptoms. But it depends on, you know, aches and pains and things like that, headaches and whatnot. It's just strange. After you get over something, you don't really get over it. It's kind of, I don't know. Not a happy camper thing, I'll tell you that. But we're working and we're striving and we're getting a lot of rest so that we can prep up for this drive. All right, you guys be safe and back to you in the studio.
That's the voice of Alison Moyet and called Falling. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, it is that time of the week.
I'm sorry, you used the wrong adverb.
Oh, I did?
Yes. It's not unfortunately, it's... Thank God, it's that time of the week. We are so lucky, it's that time of the week.
Right.
Fortunately, it's that time of the week. Welcome to the best time of the week. All of those would have worked. Unfortunately, wrong adverb. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Hello, good morning.
Andreas Clemente, of course, with us here this morning. It is Wednesday.
Yes.
It's time for us to take a look at the movies.
Do you enjoy Wednesdays, other than the amazing morning you normally have? Is Wednesday a good day for you, being the middle of the week?
No.
You don't care?
No, it's just another day.
What's your favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Saturday, really?
No, funnily enough, it's probably Friday.
It is Friday. For me, it is Friday.
Because at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm done.
Okay.
So Friday, if you like, is my part of the weekend from 10 o'clock
on.
Oh,
onward. Nice.
Because Sunday, of course, I'm starting to get ready for Monday.
Oh, I hate Sunday nights. That's my worst time of the week. But Fridays, to me, is key. Because Friday, it's still the full of potential of the weekend. Like, oh...
Mm-hmm.
So many fun things could happen this weekend. Mm-hmm. Sunday is disappointment.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. I did nothing. But Friday, it's full of... And you can have a couple cocktails, and if you surpass the amount you should drink,
mm-hmm.
you have a couple days to recover.
Well, this is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like Fridays. Friday's my favorite day of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so we're agreed on it.
We agree.
Wednesday's fine. Wednesday's quite nice because you feel you're sort of on the way down... To the end of the week.
Agree.
But I enjoy every day. I enjoy Monday. I mean, you ask me, every day is happy day. Happy Monday. Happy Tuesday. Wednesday. Happy Thursday. Happy Friday.
You know what?
Happy Monday.
I hate Tuesdays more than Mondays.
Why?
Here's the thing. Mondays, people are coming back from the weekend,
mm-hmm.
so they are still a little slow to start their engines, to like really start working. So everything moves a little bit slower. But Tuesday... Here's what happens with people.
They're making up for Monday.
Yes. And they're like, oh, I gotta get ahead of this, because if not, I'm not going to meet my goals for the week. So Tuesdays is the day I work the most. So it's a hectic day normally. So
mm-hmm.
I don't like Tuesdays.
You can make more of an effort on Monday, and it would make Tuesdays easier.
I'm not saying I behave this way. I'm saying my clients behave this way.
Oh.
Yes.
Would you like to name them?
Yes. Their name is... No. I would never. But yes, I have noticed that of Tuesdays.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Wednesdays, you know what? Wednesdays I enjoy because I get to come here and enjoy an hour without thinking of work.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not work. I take this very seriously.
It's going to be a long half.
It's going to be a long
time.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're talking about a movie that I think you might enjoy watching, I gotta be honest. This movie's called Fall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy, like, thrilling movies like Jaws, like survival movies, I think is the right word. Do you enjoy survival movies, Jerry?
It depends. I mean, Jaws, things like that, yeah, I mean, they're okay, but depends really on what it's about. I mean, from what I've seen of this one, I've heard of this one from you, you see, I don't like heights.
You don't like heights?
No.
But...
I don't mind heights, providing I have something around me.
Correct. But knowing this...
Mm.
And this is why I also hate heights, especially what you described, there's nothing around me. But watching this movie, and being and having that feeling of vertigo, but knowing I'm safely on a couch, makes me enjoy the movie more.
But I can bring that on myself. I mean, if I'm sort of... I also look at a picture of the Empire State Building and imagine myself holding on to the aerial at the top and knowing what it would feel like, because I wouldn't be able to... My hands would want to let go. I know that my body would sort of want to just scream.
Do you like to feel uneasy in a theater? Like for a horror movie or a thriller? Or like
when there's popcorn.
Got it.
That makes me feel uneasy.
You hate popcorn.
I do hate popcorn.
Yeah, no, yes. I'm going to say mm-hmm. But I wonder, because there are people... And myself included, I watch a couple of movies that make me feel uneasy. Mm. But that is the feeling I'm looking for. That's why I go watch the movie. That's why I go watch a thriller.
All right.
Okay, so this is that kind of movie. So I wonder if I think you might enjoy this movie. Even though you're afraid
uneasy.
Of heights.
Yeah,
you feel a little bit uneasy. You're squirmy. These people are...
I fall off my seat.
You might. It's that tense. Anyways, let's start talking about Fall. This is a movie directed by Scott Mann, starring Grace Caroline Curry and Virginia Gardner. And Jerry, you always complain that I give you super short plots, and I looked for the longest plot I could find for you to spend the next 20 minutes just reading. It's a very long plot.
I don't think you can afford it.
Yeah, it's long. It's how much per line?
Word.
Oh, it's per word? Oh, man.
All right, let's take a look. I haven't read this, so it's sort of blind.
Go for it.
Drowning in a sea of grief, 51 painful weeks after the life-altering incident that scarred her for life, emotionally fragile rock climber Becky reluctantly decides to confront her fears. And as her thrill-seeking friend Hunter re-enters Becky's ruined life, the two experienced climbers embark on a high-risk climbing adventure to the top of the abandoned 2,000-foot B-67 TV tower. An anxiety-inducing, vertigo-inspiring construction of weather-beaten metal and rattling rivets in the middle of the Mojave Desert. However, when the peril-laden climb doesn't go as planned, the women must summon up every last ounce of courage and strength to devise a plan for a safe return home, or die trying.
There you go. There you go. Good read. Good read. I was thrilled. I was enjoying that read. What'd you think? What'd you think of reading that plot?
Want me to do it again?
No.
Okay,
we're good.
Just checking.
But did you enjoy what you read?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
I enjoy reading.
No. The actual meaning of what you read, not the actual reading.
Oh, it had a meaning.
Oh, God. Moving on with the positive.
I thought it was very descriptive.
Yes.
With the metal and the wind.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good paragraph. Mm-hmm. Positives. Here we go. Positives. First, vertigo-inducing shots throughout the whole film. This is why you go see this movie. You want to feel that feeling of vertigo, that feeling of scary heights. Because, again, these women are at the top of a 2,000-foot TV tower, nothing around them, just hoping to survive. And the shots of them climbing and everything rattling and the wind and vultures around them, it becomes really, really edge-of-your-seat stuff, okay? Keeps the audience at the edge of their toes, yes.
You just said the edge of the seat.
Yeah, I changed
the toes.
I don't know.
How do you get onto the edge of your toes?
That was bad writing by me.
That was terrible.
That was bad writing. I apologize.
Edge of a cliff.
Edge of your seat.
It would have worked.
It should have been edge of your seat.
Edge of a cliff. But how do you get to the edge of your toes?
Yeah, I agree.
My toes aren't that high.
I know. Why are they not?
No, in fact, they're actually lower than the rest of me.
That's agreeable. But anyways, it is a thrilling ride.
Not that I'm
honestly
picking home.
No. It is a thrilling ride. It is really, from beginning to end, you are seeing what the next move is, you are seeing what the next plan is, you are hoping these women survive, you are hoping for a glimmer of hope, and everything keeps going wrong, and again, edge of your seat.
Okay.
A bit of an unexpected twist in the third act. I didn't see it coming. A little bit of a twist in the third act that really concludes the movie. It is a twist that gives the main character meaning, which I think it's important. It's not just a twist for twist's sake. It is something that makes the lead character in this movie get up and keep trying. Some really good animal work with what appears to be real vultures. It really seems like they used real birds to do some of the scenes here, and it's fascinating. I don't know if they're real, but they look super real, and the actress was there, and they were doing some stuff. Like, vultures were eating some flesh. Obviously not real flesh, but it's gruesome, a little bit gruesome. But it was there, and I enjoyed it. I love when you get some special effects that you don't notice as special effects, when they're really working.
They're probably not special effects, then.
Maybe.
Well, you see, there's a little sign come up at the end of the movie. No animals were hurt.
I didn't stay for that long.
Oh, okay. You sneaked out.
Yeah. For audience members who are untrained climbers, the stunts looked incredibly realistic. Like, these women climbing the tower and hanging and rock climbing and stuff, it looked really well done. Obviously, they used stunt performers and stuff like that, but in a couple of moments, there are two people in a tower. Obviously, probably the tower doesn't exist, and it's not high enough, but there are people there. I found that they did, again, the special effects work really well when you don't notice them and you do not notice them. It looked really well. again, some of the stuff they do with climbing, if people actually have the strength to like hold their bodies for many minutes only using like one hand, I am impressed. Because I know I can't. Can you?
No.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
I can't hold my body with two hands.
Fair. Rational ending. No superhero antics for the most part. I enjoyed this.
Oh, you still enjoyed it?
Yeah. But here's the thing. I like when you're watching these survival movies, you're hoping for like, okay, give me something to buy. I understand this is a movie. I understand this is not real life. But don't make this woman like fall from the tower and grab at the last minute like a piece of the tower to hang on for her survival. That makes no sense. Make me feel like her plan would actually work in a real life setting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they, for the most part, they do that. Like they explain their plan enough to say like, okay, this sounds like a rational train of thought. Let's go with this. And I thought they did a good job with that. MacGyver strategies that even though are ludicrous are fun to watch. Like what these women do, for example, there is obviously because it's a TV tower,
mm-hmm.
there is a light at the top for planes.
Right.
You know, they mm-hmm. had a blinking light. Okay. So they need to charge a drone, and they use the light bulb socket to charge the drone. I don't know if you can actually do that. And anybody out there in the internet world can correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, what did they have to connect to the light socket?
Nothing. Just like the regular
USB.
No, an actual connector thing, electric.
Yeah, but they
adapter.
Screwed it into the.
No. So what they say is, oh, they unscrew the bulb, obviously,
right. mm-hmm.
and they put in the normal socket thing, and they're like, oh, it doesn't reach. We need it. It's
you
too
mean
short.
The two prongs.
Yeah, the two prongs, and I don't think that would work in real life.
You could do it if you managed to touch the two contacts inside.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What they do is...
The dangerous thing about that, of course, is they could have been hit by an airplane.
They were on the lookout. It's a desert. Okay. They got
okay.
space to look at.
Just checking. Well, that's fixed it, and then they get hit by an airplane. That's a shame.
But interesting.
Really?
Interesting. I don't know. I'm not going to try that.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't try
that. You wouldn't try that?
But if you... Was it, by the way, it's just like an ordinary light bulb?
Yes, it wasn't a normal light bulb.
Yeah. Well, so if you manage... Because if you look, you've got... Well... You've got the bottom contact, and then normally the negative is the shield around the side.
Okay.
So you would put one side on the positive in the center.
Okay.
And then you would have the negative
the
again.
The prong touching.
And with the cell phone, it doesn't matter which is which, because they're the same. You could, as long as you touch both sides. But the thing is, I would have thought that the... If it was like an electric socket, you know, like the American one,
yeah,
that they would probably, you wouldn't probably be able to get it in properly.
That's a plot point, and what she uses as a conductor is her wedding ring, which again,
oh,
that's
well,
gold.
There we go then. Yes,
would that work? That isn't that gold? Isn't that?
I honestly don't know.
I don't think gold takes like can transmit electricity.
You might be right, actually.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, maybe it's a fake ring. She was cheap.
Yes. Shall we have a piece of music then?
Yeah, let's go with the negatives after this.
I'm falling, falling in love with you. Baby, come closer, closer to me.
Mr. Roy Orbison, who is falling. I thought that was rather appropriate.
I know. Good song.
Good song.
I didn't like it, though, but good song.
You don't like that, Roy Orbison. What's the matter with you?
Not my style.
God, you thought I was grumpy.
Not my style. No.
Go to your room.
Go to my room. No, anyways, let's go negatives with Fall. We're talking about Fall, the movie. Okay. Vertigo movie. Here we go. Both actresses give mediocre performances. These are unknown people. I've never heard of these actresses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming there's a reason. They're not great. They're not bad. But they're not like, oh my god, life-changing. This is going to be a star-making vehicle.
Is this whole movie on top of a tower?
100%. Well, not the whole movie, but 99, 95%. Yeah.
That's cheap.
It was probably a cheap movie.
Yeah. Very cheap movie.
It was a good call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But,
and then they probably didn't have a tower. They just had a piece of green material. So
it does. That's the thing. It does look like they were at least in the desert. I don't know, man. It looks really well done. That part, I gotta be honest.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I mentioned about the special effects really working.
Mm-hmm.
But the actresses again. This will not be their big break. Let's say it that way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some cringeworthy dialogue at times. There's some moments they talking to you like, oh god, seems forced. You know, when the beauty of dialogue in movies is how natural it would seem during conversation.
Like us.
Like us.
Yeah,
when we chat, it's just...
If you just went off your line.
Yeah, nobody knows we are completely scripted.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. Sometimes writers wanna put stuff in the dialogue that really seems unnatural to be said at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe should not be said. Maybe it's just the feeling the actor should be feeling,
mm-hmm.
and expressing it through other words or something like that. But in this movie, they just blatantly say some stuff. And you're like, oh, God, that seems forced.
Mm.
And it happens a couple times. Melodramatic conflicts that add very little to the movie. So, again, this is a writing mistake. They try to add stuff like with the relationship of the two girls, trying to make like more art of nothing. And at the end of the day, it really means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're two best friends. Yes, they made mistakes, I guess, as human beings. But those mistakes are just unimportant to the movie, I guess. It feels like, oh, need to add more,
mm-hmm.
because just making these two women trying to survive a tower is not enough. Let's add a cheating scandal and oh, you betrayed me or whatever. It doesn't matter at the end. Jeffrey Dean Morgan has a nothing part. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is a known actor. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is on The Walking Dead. Jeffrey Dean Morgan was on Grey's Anatomy. He was in major movies. He's a,
mm-hmm.
he was in Batman. Like, he's a major
mm-hmm.
actor. He's
mm-hmm.
no nothing, and he plays the dad of the main character. But he's in about two scenes, and all he does is being worried about his daughter. One scene, and then in a car going to rescue her. The second one, like, it's just, why did you cast Jeffrey Dean Morgan? He's not a big enough star for you to market this movie from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even market this movie with him, by the way, and you're there. Like, I don't think the paycheck would be that. It just feels weird to have him there.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very improbable that no one would notice two girls stuck 3 days in a tower.
Why?
Because people would notice.
Hang on. They're 2,000 feet up in the middle of the Mojave Desert.
They're not in the middle. They're, like, about a kilometer away, there is a town.
Mm-hmm.
And half the ladder fell down. Like, people would hear that and be like, oh, something happened. The ladders are just on the floor. Like, if a bunch of metal ladders fall from 2,000 feet, people are going to hear it.
So, hang on. They're climbing. They like climbing, and they use the ladder.
Well, yeah.
That's not climbing. I can do that.
You could do that.
I could go up there.
I would not.
On a ladder. I wouldn't, because I suffer from vertigo.
But yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, people would notice, I imagine. 3 days? I
think they would notice. Mm, could be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a scene, and I'm going to spoil it, but there's a scene, a couple guys do notice them, and what they decide to do is steal their car, which is kind of messed up. but yeah. It's one of those nitpicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people would notice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's go final comments here.
Okay.
And I think the final comments describes this movie perfectly. Sometimes done movies are incredibly fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fall is a clear example of that. Simple plot, adrenaline-inducing camera work, edge-of-your-seat thrills, and you have yourself a good time.
Okay.
It must be amazing to watch on the big screen, honestly. I watched it on a TV, and I had vertigo. Like, the shots with the camera, it's like, oh my god, I am scared, and I'm not doing this. I imagine these people doing this, it would be remarkable. And watching that on the big screen, like, it would really give some people vertigo, honestly, it would.
And it kept you on the edge of your feet.
Yeah, edge of your toes. If you're gonna make fun of my mistake, do it right.
No, because seat and feet match.
Got it.
They rhyme.
Okay.
Okay. Seat and toes.
Do not.
No.
Okay. Depending on how you pronounce toes, maybe you pronounce it tees.
There we go. That was you too. And Vertigo.
I mean, honestly, couldn't Bono just research the number 4? Did he have to not like be like, whatever, I think it's 14 and just go with it? I'm just saying. A little bit of artistic value.
You came in here this
uno,
morning.
Dos, tres, 14. Hey, what the hell? Just saying.
Well, normally when you say 1, 2, 3, bang, you don't go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fair enough. Then why 14? It's such a random number. What's the 14 for?
I don't know.
You needed a word there to fill the fill space.
You came, excuse me. Yes, man. Yes, man. I can't speak to me.
She's not on.
I turned the mic off because we're using another mic.
Got it.
Yeah. Are you there now?
Yes.
Oh, there. What did he accuse me of being this morning when he came in here?
That you were cranky?
Yeah,
cranky. This guy has done his whinge and moan since he got here.
No!
Now he's having a go at you too, yes? Because, you know...
Just saying, Bono. Do a little research. In Spanish,
you
it's
know,
not...
He's nitpicking.
Aramaic. It's a simple language.
Is he sort of cranky this morning?
I'm not cranky. No. Am I cranky? No. You see?
Yasmin's cranky then.
Yes. I'm being observationalist.
What?
Is that a word?
Oh, no, we've only got about 5 minutes there to go before you...
By the way, I heard you watched the movie of the year this weekend.
Oh, Uncharted.
No, what? No, that would never be the movie of the year, no.
Hey, they were flying around with galleons, swimming around.
That is pretty impressive.
Not that, you know, I mean, these galleons were how many hundreds of years old, and they just pick them up fly around with them. And
that's some quality wood.
And, hang on, what have you been watching, yes? Did you watch it?
Here we go.
Yes, Woman King.
Oh, yeah, how is that?
What did you say?
I love it.
Oh, wow.
What was it?
Woman King.
Woman King.
A Woman King.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With Viola Davis. I love her so much.
She is so good. She's probably one of the best actresses working today, honestly.
And there was a little girl. And she was awesome, too.
Okay.
I love her, yeah.
I gotta watch that. Mm-hmm. I gotta find the time to watch that. But, yeah, it looks fantastic. It really does.
What's it about?
It's about a woman king.
I was asking the person who watched it.
Fair enough.
You have to watch it.
Fair enough.
Well, that's it. That's our movie review,
that's a review
for this
from
week.
Jasmine,
what do you think of this week? Gotta watch it.
Woman King, you gotta watch it.
A lot of help, you are. Take the rest of the day off, guys.
Woman King. Yeah, I want to watch that. That movie looks interesting. It's about a tribe queen. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, a tribe, an African tribe, and their queen.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the plot. I don't know much more.
Well, that's it then.
Yeah, there you go.
Very exciting.
It seems super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I'm gonna watch it someday.
Well, we haven't got a review from over there.
We don't. We just got to go watch it.
Go watch it.
That's the promise we get.
I think I'm going to use that with you in future.
No, why? Why would you do that?
Oh, because I want to be cranky, like you.
You are. I'm never cranky. I'm observationalist.
Sir, what's coming up?
I actually asked Jasmine when we came in. We don't know. I think nothing premieres this week. It's a lot of horror movies. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Halloween's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know what I want to watch? I want to watch the new, they did a new movie of the Monsters. You remember the TV show, black and white TV show?
The Monsters.
Monsters, thank you.
Thank you very much. Get the name right.
Sorry, I apologize.
You accuse me.
Fair enough. But they did a movie of the Monsters.
Make you fall off your toes.
I get it. But I'm excited to watch it. I might watch that.
Another one, that'll be nice.
Is there a movie of the Monsters?
I believe so, yes.
That was a TV show, though, originally.
That was
correct?
A TV show, originally, yes.
And okay, so they did a remake of that. And I'm interested in watching. It's directed by Rob Zombie, which is weird.
Rob Zombie.
Yeah, the musician. Remember?
No.
He is like a death metal guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Okay. Are you not a death metal guy?
No, I'm not.
We had
a long time ago. Now it was you can remember the name, can't you? What was the name of the group? Yes. Hmm? You remember the name?
Death metal group as a guest. Filtro Medusa.
It's it's
when last week?
No, some time ago. Remember, they had death metal. We thought,
it's the wrong show.
It
began with an I or something.
I forgot.
Yeah, well, that's it. You see,
In Excess.
But the thing is, it because you know death
Attica.
Metal. It, Attica. I think Attica. That's the yes. Thank you very much. Yes, see, one of us is intelligent.
There you go.
Yeah. And I was sort of, you know, because we're sort of fairly laid back on this program.
A little bit.
And I, okay. And I was expecting these guys to sort of come in with sort of studs and tattoos.
Just
and
normal whatever. Dudes.
And these guys were the cutest guys you've ever met. One was a school teacher, one was a chef. And
normal
they were so
dudes,
nice.
Man.
You know, and yet their music was, rah, 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 you know, the really good.
I'm not a fan, I got to be honest. I'm not a fan of death metal.
But the thing I watched a movie about the people that follow heavy
metal,
death metal, this kind of thing.
Okay.
And they're really quite sweet.
Oh, yeah. They're
like me.
They like noise, I guess.
You know? But, no, these guys were great. And it was really fun interviewing them. And I learned a lot. That's the thing. Because, it's like I say, it's not a genre of music that I particularly followed.
But
I learned a lot listening to them about, you know, the people that follow them. And
did you put their songs on the show?
Yeah, we did, as a fact. We also had it sort of in the background as well.
Oh, my God.
But we did sort of shorten them a little bit.
A little bit. A little edit.
It was educational. I learned a lot. They're great guys.
Yeah, man.
Great guys. Right, time for you to go.
By the way, Maverick, you didn't talk about Top Gun Maverick. How are we not talking about you watching Top Gun Maverick?
Well, because we talked about Maverick for some time.
Super fair.
You know.
It's a great movie.
I know, because we did watch the first Top Gun, and I'm so glad we did, because it refreshed, because it was a long time ago. I'm the guy who can't remember why he goes in the kitchen. So it was a good refresher for both of us. We watched that, and then the next day we watched the other one.
Did you wanna see Kelly McGinnis back in the role?
I'd have been interested to see her back, because I couldn't.
I think she's had some issues.
Tell me this other one, what was her name? Was
it Penny.
Penny.
Yeah.
Was she in the first one?
She is mentioned in the first one.
Oh, because I didn't get the link there at all.
I had an issue. I had to actually research this. In the first movie, they mentioned like Maverick slept with the admiral daughter or something.
Mm-hmm.
They do a mention of that, and that's the admiral. Penny is the admiral's daughter. Something like that. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Anyway,
but no, I would like to have seen it, because I enjoyed her in the first movie.
I think she had some personal issues that she has some demons to fight, I guess. She's not equipped to do a movie.
Oh, that's sad.
I believe.
That's sad.
Yeah. But I love me some Jennifer Connelly, though. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And age appropriate for Tom Cruise, which is something you don't see every day in Hollywood.
I thought she looked a lot younger than him.
She's 51 and he's 59. It's not that.
Well, they didn't look it.
She's aged beautifully, yeah.
Yeah, there's not many of us can do that.
I try.
Not very hard.
I'm failing you.
Not very hard. Okay.
Take care, brother.
Take care. All the best. And we'll find something to talk about next week.
Yeah, of course we will.
Andreas Clementi with us this morning for our week's movie review. Time on The Breakfast Show right now. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie. And I'll tell you what, don't forget, now we're just, 2 hours and 45 minutes, aren't we, away from lunchtime. Don't forget our friends at the Des Gourmets store. That's the delicatessen store, speciality foods store, now also in Paitea Mall. Now, the Paitea Mall is next to the Panama Clinic, which is in the Pacific Centre. Now, they're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. So today is only Wednesday. So pop along, because the speciality food shop is going to give you some great choices for lunchtime. Yes, you've had breakfast. Pop along and go in and see them. Delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafoods, tapas, recognised wines, and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. And that's the trick for you for lunchtime, you see. Pop in there, get something from them, take it back, warm it up, and enjoy it. Eat it. Stay in the office. Do more work. That's our friends at the Des Gourmets store in Paitea Mall. Now, also, something for you to bear in mind. If you like being out, perhaps somewhere in thinking of like being in a Hollywood movie, really. We talk about movies with Andreas, don't we? And also with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time, that's Frank's Place over there in Costa del Este, in downtown Costa del Este. So if you want to pop along for a special time, Frank's Place, live music every Saturday. All right, you can make a booking on 394-6998 or 6320-1013. And they're located in downtown, just as you come off and move into Costa del Este from the corridor. You'll just keep to your right, get in a little slip lane there, and go right, and you'll see the entrance to the downtown mall. All right, so don't forget to go along and check them out. Frank's Place in Costa del Este. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 15 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Let's say a very good morning to Christopher, Christopher Bowman. Good morning to you, Christopher, I'll be back with you in a second. Also to our friends Renee and Rick, they're in Greece at the moment. And they say, wish everybody good morning. Andreas, if you're listening in the car, very good morning to you. They say they've been watching the Netflix series Dharma, and yes, creepy and scary. I remember when that happened back in the late 90s. Yeah, it's one of those movies I was saying to Andreas that, you know, I find that more disturbing than horror movies because of the, I don't know, the mental capacity, the thought train that must be going going through their heads. And, we're not going off to see more houses today. Yes, this is you're getting on for your ninth lot or your ninth houses because you did three the other day, three yesterday, three today. Nothing took your fancy. You know what? You know, ever seen that series in the States, HGTV, where they go off and people go buy houses and all this kind of thing? They should have had you on that, really, hunting for your house there in Greece. What fun. Anyway, getting back to Christopher. Christopher asked us to play a piece of music for him this morning from the Rolling Stones. Dance, Little Sister, here on The Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
Here they go, the Rolling Stones. Dance, little sister. Keeping on the time, 20 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. Some good rock and roll from the Rolling Stones. How about a little bit of blues? Coming from Mr. B.B. King. The thriller's gone.
Oh, got your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine, you're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay stoned.
Much better than those two, does it? Started off Mr. B.B. King. The thrill is gone. That's Mr. Chris Stapleton and Tennessee Whiskey. One of my favorites, I must admit. And I got Alex Ashley to thank for that one. He introduced that to me a few years ago. Loved it ever since. If you are keeping on the time, we're 29 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock, going through till about 5 minutes before the hour of 10. So plenty of great music still to come. This is another gentleman, Gordon Haskell. And this is another great track. This is All the Time in the World.
What does it matter if it's a quarter to two? The love of my life has been long overdue. But what does it matter if it's three or it's four? Don't even try to make sense of it all. I guess I got all the time in the world. I guess I got all time in the world. So lock me up in hell and throw away the key, cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Must be the only place to be. Am I still dreaming? Am I asleep? How did I get into
this water so deep, but what does it matter if it's five after five? You're giving me the time of my life. I guess I got all the time in the world. I guess I got all the time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Must be the only place to be. Whether the skies are cloudy or blue, you're showing me just how little I do. 'Cause I used to wander aimlessly to some other place I thought I had to be. But I guess I got on the time. I got all the time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. It's home sweet home.
Is that is Mr. Gordon Haskell and All the Time in the World. Sadly, no longer with us. He passed away in 2020, in October 2020, the age of 74. English musician, songwriter, pop, rock, jazz, country and blues vocalist, guitarist and bassist, and he was a school friend of King Crimson guitarist Robert Fripp, who, well, the two did work together. They first worked together in Fripp's mid-1960s teenage group, The League of Gentlemen, not to be confused with Fripp's later New Wave band. Haskell first gained recognition as a bass player for the British band, the Fleur-de-Lis, and subsequently spent a short period in King Crimson, singing one of the songs on their second album, and both singing and playing bass on their third album. But it was his single career. His singles career is the one that sort of really struck me. I hadn't really taken much attention of until somebody sent me that album, All the Time in the World. And let me see. What are we? I tell you what we're going to do. Let's go to see what to. Hello, guys.
Hello again.
Hello again. Hello again. Been busy.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say to you? Oh, because you had a relaxing day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing today?
Well, today is just Ian's paddling class.
Oh, it's paddling time. We do it in a week as well, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, twice a week.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that in the pool or is that in the water?
Yeah, that's in the pool.
That's in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't move very fast, does it, that pool? So it seems to stay in one place.
Exactly. But he still sounds very tired.
I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. But he's a teenager, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he should sleep in till 10, at least.
Yeah.
So, there we are. And what, so no appointments today then, yes?
No.
What about tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow night. Remember I told you about the Turkey store? The new one with the wallpapers.
Oh, yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tomorrow.
Oh, you're going tomorrow evening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where's that?
In Costa del Este.
Oh, okay, because I'm going to go to to see the art from our friends yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's their exhibition tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
The Liquid Gallery.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, I should go along there.
Mm-hmm.
They got beer. You won't get beer in a wallpaper shop, I tell you. Might get a glass of wine if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Hey, you've been rummaging around this day in music. What you got for us?
Exactly, the first one.
Born this day, right?
Yes, uh-huh. Born this day in music. Richard Street.
Okay.
He was born in 1942.
Mm-hmm.
American who, with the Temptations, had the 1971 U.S. number one and U.K. number 8 single, Just My Imagination. And he reissued My Girl, which was a UK number 2 hit in 1992.
I said one of my favourites is the first one, Just My Imagination.
Uh-huh.
But they brought out an album which was called The Royal Philharmonic and Motown.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a sort of combination of two, so I thought we'd listen to that one.
Sure.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
With me, oh, tell you it was just my mind.
There we go. Yes, that was the Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
And together, that was the Philharmonic Orchestra. Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and deep.
Yes.
So what's the other one for today?
Okay, the other one was Brian Connolly. He was born in 1945. Singer with English group Sweet, who had the 1973 UK number one single Blockbuster, plus 14 other UK top 40 singles. Sweet scored 4 top 10 hits in the US: Little Willie, Ballroom Blitz, Fox on the Run, and Love is Like Oxygen. Connolly died of kidney and liver failure on 9th February 1997.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like he might have liked a bit of a drink.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah. But brought out some good music. Sweet. Mm-hmm. Brian Connolly. Born on this day, 1945. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
2 more older than me. Right. I tell you what I'm going to play. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play the one that they had their first hit with, Blockbuster.
Great.
Just wind up going... exhausted after that one. Blockbuster from the suite.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, remember we had Cata Sanchez in, didn't we?
Oh,
the week.
Yes.
Coming mm-hmm. here, and she said that she was bringing out a new single.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was being released last week or this week. And I thought I would have a look, see if I could find it. And I have.
Oh, that's good.
Should we have a listen?
Sure.
Okay.
Hair flowing sweetly in the wind, sun laying rays on her skin. Bright eyes with a thousand thoughts, nothing but worries on her mind. She closes up, but she needs a breath of everything on her life. I tell her you have a shoulder from now on as she lays her head on mine. Oh, Anna, I see you overlooking all my scars. Oh, Anna, perfection's not a long shot for you. Oh, Anna, you're everything anyone needs. Oh, Anna, you're better now. She surfs through pages and made up places for hours and hours on time. I see her lashes falling limp as she lets sleep overtake her. I cry so much, but she holds me on, even if it bothers her at all. Oh, Anna, I see you overlooking all my scars. For you. Oh, Anna, you're everything anyone needs. Oh, Anna, you're better now.
What do you think, Yes?
Lovely voice.
It's nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And I like the way it's sort of coming in the end there with the backing.
Mm-hmm, mm. Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, very good. Congratulations. Cata Sanchez there.
Yeah.
And that was called Anna. And I think we'll be adding that to our playlist, don't you?
Of course.
Why not? Mm-hmm. We can do that.
Yes.
Do anything we want, really, can't we? All right, Yes, have a wonderful Tuesday.
Thank
Wednesday.
You, too.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, isn't it? Oh, dear, what a relief. Take us out of the program this morning is the Eagles and Peaceful Easy Listening.
She can't take you anyway.
There we go. Yes, that was us, wasn't it? The Eagles, peaceful, easy feeling. What a nice way to finish a day. Well, show. Haven't finished the day yet. Anyway, look, it's been great being with you this morning. Tomorrow is Thursday. Yes, we're sliding our way down towards the end of the week. Got a special guest coming in the last hour of this morning's program, an artist. We're going to be talking with Eduardo Navarro. He's going to be coming in and chatting with us, so look forward to that. No Dr. Computer tomorrow, unfortunately. Alex did tell us last week he's travelling this week, so we wish him luck. I'm sure he's enjoying himself. He hasn't done so much travelling lately. He used to do a lot. He used to go to all these shows. So, yeah, so probably no tech tomorrow. Well, no tech tomorrow unless he decides to give us a call from where he is. And then Eduardo Navarro, the artist, in the last hour tomorrow's programme. That's it for today, though. Big thanks to Andreas Clementi for this week's movie review, which was the movie called Fall. And we'll have a little bit of info from Andreas's comments on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa, and also probably put the trailer up there as well so you can get a feel for what it's all about. So thanks to Andreas. A big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for our This Day in Music. Also to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, going on their travels tomorrow, if I'm not wrong, so they'll be looking forward to that. And also a big thank you goes out to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, and to the boys and girls of Group of God who keep us up and running in the mornings, especially to Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac, and as always, thank you very much. And, well, of course, to you, our listeners, our advertisers, sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. If you want to join in the fun, perhaps you'd like to advertise with us. We've got about 3 people listening. They'd make a note of that. I'm telling you, we do. I'm happy to say we've got a good listenership. So big thanks to all of you for that. If you want to join in the fun, 677-188-22 is the number. 677-188-22. All right, you can get us on by WhatsApping on that number, and also you could always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Whatever it is you're doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, as we always say, please do it carefully. Remember, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.